Thank you. Good evening. Yes, hi. Yes. Hello, you radio listeners, wave stationers, interlopers, whoever you are. Welcome to another night of Wave Station, broadcasting live, or perhaps not, depending on the time continuum. But yes, it's a drizzly day in this particular time and space. Vancouver, in the downtown east side, broadcasting out on these unceded, ancestral, and traditional territorial airwaves of the unceded, of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And this show is called Wave Station. And what else can I tell you? Oh, yeah. 90.1 FM, CJSF. And that's an SFU campus community radio station. So, yes, it's actual radio, good old-fashioned radio. And it is also virtually broadcast and archived. So it is available on cjsf.ca, potentially, if the archive does get posted. Anywho, so I just played a ton of sort of the, for the listening set of my show. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. This one's quite long. I found some interesting tunes that I wanted to kind of just start off easy and have something to talk about here. My playlist was telling me that my show was only an hour and 45 minutes long, even though there was so many songs extra. But then I looked to see that later on in the set, there were like several 56-second songs. So you might guess where this is going. But anywho, so I decided to add an extra one at the beginning there, that Hawkwind song that we started the whole show with. That one, Cake Out, a.k.a. Hash Cake, by Hawkwind, came off of the Weird Tapes, Volume 3. Hawkwind Free Festivals, that's what that one was labeled. So the story behind that is certain live radio sessions, outtakes of recording sessions and demos, and then other live sessions were captured on these tapes. There were recordings from 1966 to 1982. And then they were released on just like these 40-minute cassette tapes. And this one was the third volume, was off of the third volume, and it was actually probably an outtake from a studio recording session because it was labeled Rockfield Studios. So there you go. Second song in the set was A Thought, instrumental. Brian Eno. And that was Forever Voiceless. The release is Forever Voiceless. It was announced last month as a Record Store Day 2023 exclusive. So I guess that's, I'm not sure, sometime this month? Or was it last month? Yeesh. And after that one, Chromax Theme, a.k.a. Real State. That was by Cindy Lee off of Model Express, put out in 2018. They're a Toronto-based artist. The song after that one, Music of the Spheres by Johanna M. Bayer. That one was recorded in 1938. Isn't that wild? So it's the first known work scored for electronic instruments by a female composer. Johanna, perhaps, was born in Germany, spent the years of 1911 to 1914 in America, and then moved there officially in 1923, studied piano, harmony theory, counterpoint. So counterpoint is something I discovered. It's something to do with using dissonance. But anyway, I didn't write it down, so I don't remember exactly. But anyway, they were well studied in music, and they taught piano, and then they were hanging out in the modernist circle, developing their own procedures and gestures in music. And it was just really interesting. I don't know. I thought that was pretty wild. 1938. The song after that one, Starter Culture by Lucky Dragons. That came off of Dream Island Laughing Language. They're from LA, and that was put out in 2008. And then finally, Sirens, a song by Kramer with Britta Phillips, and that's called Nocturnes. It's a 3-song, 7-inch EP. And it's the first of 6 vinyl discs in a release that they're calling Rings of Saturn. So it'll be a limited edition wooden box set of 333 copies. And anyway, yeah. I just thought that was kind of like, that in itself is kind of special, I guess. But so 333 copies of this physical manifestation of their six vinyl discs entitled Rings of Saturn is available, or supposedly. Well, yes, why not? That's what it says on the internet. April 7th of this year. And yeah, if you might not have known this, but one of the members that is in that band, I guess going by the moniker Kramer, is Dean Wareham, who was also the singer and guitarist in Galaxy 500. Okay, wait a minute. Is it Galaxy 5? Yeah. Okay. So let us continue along here with the rest of the music, and I'll tell you about it afterwards.